Of Durbanville, she's a mother of four, right? And yeah, she's gonna say a little bit more about herself now, but take it away, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Michaela. Thank you for those who boldly brought the word of God. And yeah, let's pray. Oh, Father God, we are so thankful to be gathered in your name, Lord. Your name is a strong tower, Lord, and the righteous run into it, and they are saved, Lord. Thank you that you are here, Lord, that your Holy Spirit is here, that your Spirit help us in our weakness, Lord. Your Spirit comfort us. Thank you, Lord, for your word, which is powerful. Lord, we receive what you have for us today, Lord. We thank you for the privilege, Lord, that we can gather in your name. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. That's a little bit distracting. sorry. As Samuel said, I'm a mother of four and I'm married to Dale. And I've been saved since I was 12 years old, so almost 40 years. And yes, I am here because I want to inspire you in prayer and encourage you in prayer and to light a fire within you. I don't see myself so much as a teacher, and I don't do this often, but I will walk on water today because Jesus is here. And yes, so I don't know if you also experienced lack of power this weekend. We don't have sun panel, green power. We don't have an inverter or any of that. So I struggled with computer and slides and stuff. It will be there, but if it's confusing, focus on Jesus. He's the God. Our Father is a God of order, and He is here. And because I'm old, I'm just going to put on my glasses. Okay, so much of the word and the worship this morning resonated with what I felt God was speaking to me. And yes, so I'm going to talk about positioning for powerful prayer. We all want our prayers to be powerful. Is that not true? And sometimes we feel we are praying to a ceiling or into a ceiling, or we can't hear God's voice, or our prayers does not amount to anything. And a lot of that may be lies. But I'm going to share what I feel the Lord, the specific word that the Lord has for Shofar Boston. And yes, so we need to be plugged in to the power that is found in God's presence. This week, we ordered a waffle maker, and it came with an odd two-prong plug. It wasn't even one which wanted to go into a normal two-prong. I don't know from which country it came. I don't know if you've experienced that. And it couldn't access the power. And fortunately, my husband could then change the plug, and we got a three-point plug, and it worked. And power was restored. So in the same way, there's a position and a way that we can access God's power. But yes, and I love to walk with God. That is my way of praying most of the time. If I'm very desperate, I fall on my knees and I cry to God. But my rhythm of spending time with God is to go and into nature and walk. As I walk, I felt the Lord call me to walk with Him. I love that scripture that says there's a man, Enoch, and he walked faithfully with God, and then he wasn't anymore. So he didn't die. That man didn't die. That's amazing. I want to be like that. Walk faithfully with God. Not afraid of death, but that is quite amazing. So this is a scripture in Amos. Says, can anyone walk together unless they agree? Now, God is calling us to get on his page. That is the first word that I received. they steal power, do electricity theft and things like that. It won't work with God. There is no way. You cannot usurp. Jy kan nie op 'n ander manier by God inkom nie. There is no other way. There is only one way. The way? One way? Jesus. We sing that. It's the only way. Okay. Then, sometimes when we approach God in prayer, Next slide. We think I'm going to put in the coin that says, in Jesus' name. Have you not experienced? I've done that. I thought as long as I pray in Jesus' name, I will get whatever. And although that is true, we do ask in Jesus' name. The scripture is full of it. Whatever you ask in my name. Jesus then also said to his disciples, you will no longer pray and ask me. You will ask the Father in my name, and whatever you ask, it will be given to you. That is true. That is true. But there's something that we sometimes miss. So we that song that says, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? You know, that is not biblical. But in fact, everything belongs to God. God can give you anything. The earth belongs to God. He is all dominion, all power. He has got all the resources. How will we access that? Okay, then there's the next one. This is a picture the Lord showed me quite a few years ago. I was still a student. I was part of the prayer army. I always loved prayer. I think it intrigued me, perhaps in the beginning, and then later I really needed it. So I learned to pray. But we sometimes think if I just say the right words and then I will get my three wishes. God is not a genie in a lamp. God cannot be manipulated. He is all-powerful, holy, holy, holy. You cannot play with him. You cannot manipulate God. I had to be delivered of that thought, that way of thinking of prayer. My brill is so vuil. Okay, anyway. Okay, so we are in a spiritual battle. Are you aware of it? This morning, that was probably the main thing I want you to wake up. There's only two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of God, which is the kingdom of light. There's the kingdom of darkness. There's no, I want my own kingdom. If you have your own kingdom, it is in the kingdom of darkness. And I want to stir you. If you're not going to pray for your family, for your house, for people at your work, for your neighbors, who's going to do that? How will God's kingdom come? How will his will be done? So, I want to stir you not to pray in that way. So, you may see some, the slides don't quite match what I'm saying because I didn't have power for most of the day. So, let this be a reminder that we need power. But the right power. So you may think, oh, Corinne, you are after power and but we should be after power, but the right power. God's power is a power that liberates. It liberates. It is love. You will know that you are flowing in the power of God, that when you look at people, you will be full of love and full of compassion. The fruit of the Spirit will be in your life. And then obviously, there are the gifts of the Spirit that you will flow in, but always with love. The enemy has power. He has no authority. The enemy has power, and his power wants to dominate. Okay? That is not what we are going for. We don't want to control anyone. It is witchcraft. You can only control yourself. You should control yourself. If you struggle with self-control, you ask, Lord, fill me with your Spirit, and let me flow in the fruit of the Spirit. So we don't dominate, and we do not control except ourselves. Okay, so there's another scripture that when I which I've thought of, and I'm sure you know this one. It's in Joshua, where Joshua 5 verse 13 to 15, where the spirit of the angel of the Lord came to him. And he said, and Joshua saw him, and he fell, and he worshipped. Now, if it was an angel, it would have forbidden worship. So this was, in fact, Jesus who appeared to Joshua. And he said, Lord, are you for me or are you for my enemies? And the most interesting thing, which I love, is the Lord answers him and says, no. He didn't even say, no, I'm not for you or I'm not for your enemy. He just said, no. And but basically, that is the message that I want to carry over, that the commander of the heavenly host, that is Jesus Christ, he has overcome. He is on that is the winning side, but you need to align yourself with him. Then Joshua asked him,